welcome to another episode of The Discourse. This is the one-on-one interview show with filmmakers, actors, other industry folks, which is a part of the Playlist Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mike D'Angelo. On this episode, actor Shamir Anderson joins me to discuss his brand new Apple TV Plus show called Invasion. As you might suspect, Invasion follows five people across the globe that are all experiencing a worldwide alien invasion in real time. The show hits Apple TV Plus on October 22nd. Check it out. During that chat, Shamir and I get to talk about his experience spending the night in the desert for that shoot, going through boot camp, his new production company that he and his brother started with Boat Rocker Productions. And, you know, being a huge action buff myself, I had to bring up John Wick 4, which he's currently in Paris shooting now. So we get all the details on Invasion and John Wick and more. As always, The Discourse is a part of the Playlist Podcast Network, which includes the Playlist Podcast, which I'm also a part of, Be Real, Deep Focus, The Fourth Wall, and more. And it can be heard on iTunes, Anchor FM, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and now Spotify. Follow us on iTunes and you'll get this podcast as well as other shows regularly. Be sure to subscribe and drop us a comment or a rating, as we do very much appreciate it. Without further delay, my conversation with Shamir Anderson. All right, I want to thank Shamir Anderson for joining the podcast to discuss his new show, Invasion, which hits Apple TV Plus on October 22nd. Shamir, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I want to start off just by saying, letting you in on the conversation that's been happening over here with the you know, the editor at the Playlist, all the writers here. Everyone seems to believe that you're like going to have a big year or two or five or whatever it is here. And, you know, it starts with this show. So no pressure, but how does it make you feel when, you know, your career's building momentum and people see your work and they're like, this guy's got something? Do you try to have like tunnel vision with that stuff? Or are you just like, let it all rain down on me, bring it all in, bring it all in?
No, it's super flattering. I mean, you know, I have tunnel vision with the work that I do. You know, if anyone knows me, knows that I'm a workhorse. And I love working. I love this job. I love what I do. I love creating. And I'm very much under a rock at times when I'm not doing interviews like this. You know, I live in the boonies in Toronto. And so I don't get out much. You know, I'm not the best at social media. I try. But when I, you know, step out and have to do these things and hear these kind things from you and your team and folks in the real world, it gives me that extra motivation of, wow, people are actually watching. Yeah. And I really mean that. I really, really mean that. You know, people are actually watching. And so, you know, that's really kind. And I'm hope that this doesn't stop, and I do got some cool things in the works, and I just, you know, just hope they keep hiring me, man. Clearly something's working, so thanks.
It's going okay for you. Let's talk Invasion, because, you know, first off, how did you come to this project? How do you get involved? Did they come to you? Do you kind of pursue it? What was the thing there?
So 2 years ago, I received an audition for an untitled Apple project. And at the time, I needed a job. So I just said, sign me up. I don't care what it is. So I did an audition, sent in the tape. 2 days later, like literally like 2 or 3 days later, Simon Kinberg wanted to have dinner with me. Simon Kinberg is the creator, co-creator of the show. He is the man behind X-Men, Deadpool, you know, some of our most favorite comic book movies. And long story long, I sat with him, broke things down with him, and then he hired me, man. And then, you know, 6 to 8 months later, a year later, I'm shooting this show. And now we're in October 2021, and the world is going to see Invasion, you know, on October 22nd.
Was it pretty much what he pitched you at that dinner, or did a lot change at that point?
Great question. They didn't give me too much information. Okay. They just gave me the character. He told me it's a character-driven piece. And that, yes, there was a sci-fi element to this, but he was looking for really good actors that could really carry the drama aspect of the show. And so I actually brought my interpretation of Trevante. I brought a binder. I broke down what this character was like and the music he listened to and those types of things. And I guess it resonated with him. And so I guess I was, you know, on the pulse, I guess, or just kind of I was in line with what they thought this character would be. And as, you know, the months went on, and as we started shooting and reading more scripts, I think they started shaping the character, you know, around me, and it worked. It was great, you know, and now, you know, like I said, a couple of years later, we're now premiering this gargantuan show on Apple on October 22nd.
And I will say it is working great. Whenever your storyline pops on, I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Because there's a lot of threads coming out and a lot of different storylines, but it's always good when yours pops up. And speaking of that, I've seen the first five episodes. Without giving anything away for people who haven't seen it, you spend a lot of time in the desert, which seems freaking exhausting. Was this a grueling shoot, or did it look, you know, worse than it is?
Oh man, dude, it was, how do I say this? It was grueling with so much beauty, because usually some of these shows, you're in a studio, you know, you're on the green screen, you know, a lot of it outside of the alien aspect of the show, I literally had the opportunity to be in the desert and feel the sun. You know, I slept in the desert a lot of the time. You know, I brought my uniform home. You know, I was really immersive in my process, and which I respect the creators for having me and allowing me to do that. I was super, I'm dedicated to that aspect, as you know, isolation and alienation is a big part of the show. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't go home to my nice hotel every night. I wanted to really keep in that headspace and keep in that mindset, you know, as I was exploring, you know, this character of Trevante. And so, you know, for the actor experience, yeah, freaking crazy. Like I'm traveling, you know, I'm in, you know, the sand and, you know, all this crazy stuff. But for the character, it helped so much, you know, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I prefer that experience over than being pampered in a studio in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You said you spent the night in the desert. Any interesting things come up in one of those nights?
Multiple, man. I would wake up extra early. I'd go there around like 2 a.m. before everybody woke up. I'd sleep there all night until the morning. There were wild dogs, wild coyotes. I got dressed there. I drank water there. I ate food there, you know, and I just really wanted to understand what it would be like to be, you know, a Navy SEAL who is destitute and isolated and trying to figure it out. And it helped a lot, man. I mean, for me at least. And a lot of that was rooted in anxiety. I wasn't trying to, you know, pretentious in my approach in any way, shape or form, but it was trying to, you know, stay true to that character and really tap into the authenticity of what it would be to be a Navy SEAL in that space. You know, I watched a lot of military films, Man Down, you know, American Sniper, the Mark Wahlberg film is liking on me right now. You probably know what I'm talking about, where all of them were stranded. Mark Wahlberg, you played him. Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
Lone Survivor, yep. You know. So, yeah, a lot of those stuff I was watching, you know, to help me with this project.
Did you do any, like, I know a lot of times when people play soldiers, they do, like, a quick boot camp with their cast members or anything? Did they?
Yep.
You did that?
Yeah. We did a buds camp. We did a buds boot camp. So Remy Adelake, our ex-Navy SEAL specialist, he put us in a boot camp. So we push-ups together, running together in the mud, you know, bear crawls, you know, we had bread together. We had to jump in shirtless in the water and in the water for a certain amount of time. Like, it was like the real deal, man. And a couple of dudes could have handled it. I'm going to be honest with you. A couple of dudes tapped out, you know.
Did they get any side eye when it came to time to actually shoot or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I gave them side eye. I looked at them funny because, you know, we're a team, you know, and if you tap, we all tap. Mm-hmm. But I took it very seriously. I love those boys because God bless them. They had to put up with me, and I was fucking intense, man. I was really intense, but I think it worked and it was necessary. But God bless those guys. You know, those guys are good, and it was nothing but love at the end of the day. You know, so servicing the work and not their emotions.
So we've seen a lot of alien invasion shows in the past and movies and stuff like that. And shows generally can't compare to the scope of films because just the budget isn't there or whatever reason, it just doesn't match up. But Invasion, you got that Apple money, the budget's there, the scope is there. I'm curious, how does it feel on set? Does it feel pretty big or does this feel pretty intimate compared to like some other projects?
Great question. I think people, you know, especially those folks who are not on the set, obviously you think of these big gargantuan projects, you know, the Aquaman, the Mission Impossibles, the John Wicks that I'm on, and you're like, man, big budgets. For sure, it's felt in the sense where there's a lot of moving parts. You can't ignore that. There's a lot of A cam, B cam, you know, A unit, second unit, you know, these are just different elements of a show. But at the end of the day, it's our job as the actor, you know, to ensure that the truth is always present at the forefront. So when you're in this box, and when they watch this in the audience, in the theater, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. It doesn't matter how many millions of dollars and how many people are on set. You got to make sure in that box there that they see the truth. And so for me, that's a part of the reason why I did those things and why I did the training and why I did the boot camp, because I wanted to eliminate all those frills and all those ideas and preconceived notions because I wanted to make sure that when I was on set and I hit that mark, nothing else mattered but the truth. So the short answer is, for me, I recognize it, I accept it, and then I eat the elephant one bite at a time. And that's it.
With this one, you know, just watching it, what kind of frightens me in comparison to other like alien type invasion movies is that we can't just punch the invaders in the face and say, welcome to Earth or whatever it is. Like these guys, it seems that they might be, you know, a bit beyond us, like to the point where we might not even be a threat to them. So I don't want to spoil anything, but I almost kind of want to see, you know, you get to punch someone in the face at some point. It feels like you're the guy to do it. Do you want this story to go there, or do you feel like this isn't that kind of story?
Yeah, of course. It's a human story. So like, if the human response would want to punch somebody in the face, you know what I mean? So I think hopefully that happens throughout, you know, one moment in the series, but 150%. I mean, I feel like we see that like Independence Day at one point. It's like Will Smith punched an alien or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, come on, let's definitely punch an alien. It keeps it real. It keeps it exciting, man. You know? Yeah,
for sure. So this is a Boat Rocker production, which you and your brother, Steven James, you signed a first look deal that was pretty recently. At least it was announced pretty recently. What kind of projects are you looking to bring to fruition there?
Yeah. So Bay Mill Studios is a production company that my brother Stefan and I launched, and you know, we're just looking to represent, you know, really champion underrepresented voices, you know, also at the same time making sure that we create stories that are entertaining, that it's not rooted in trauma, not rooted in period, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be BIPOC black stories, but you know, things like we're watching an invasion, you know, we're just seeing myself, a black man who happens to be a Navy SEAL, going through what he's going through. We never talk about him being black. He's not going through the trauma of a black man. It's just Navy SEAL going through his stuff. And so those are the type of stories that we want to create. We have a couple of cool things in the works right now, and you know, that we can't talk about yet.
One of those.
We've already we've got a heavy producing slate, things that are like greenlit and ready to go. So we'll be making some announcements very shortly, and just excited to keep creating in that capacity now as an executive producer and the head, especially of my own production company.
Yeah, you know, I know you've liked to dabble in like genre and horror and sci-fi and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
With your short films, are you a horror buff, or is that just like one of those?
150%, man. Sorry to cut you off. I'm a big horror buff. I love horror films, man. Horror films are amazing. I just saw the Scream trailer with Neve Campbell. I literally got goosebumps. We got the same manager, so I'm gonna knock on his door and be like, "Hey, can I come to the premiere?" You know. But no, 100%. Love. Jeepers Creepers. I don't know if you remember that one.
Of course.
First and second one only. I don't know what other iterations they've made. But I love Jeepers Creepers. Love Scream. Candyman, I just saw recently, the newer version.
That was great.
The Ring. The Ring 2. It. I'm working with Bill Skarsgård right now on John Wick 4. So I love It. And so we had a scene together. And I just kept thinking to myself, wow, this is a clown right now. You know, it's pretty cool. And we're going out, like, me and Bill are actually going to grab drinks in an hour. We're going to go out and, you know, tear apart Paris for the night, you know?
Oh, so boy.
Be good times. But, you know, but yeah, I love horror films, man. Love it.
Yeah, likewise. There's a lot of horror buffs here. And speaking of, I mean, you mentioned John Wick. I'm a giant John Wick fan. Love the first three. Absolutely love them. My wife is actually probably more into them than I am. She's like a really big action buff too, but she's really looking forward to four. And I really would love, you know, like a little tease, like if you can give us anything on it.
A little tease. Ah, I've been asked this question.
Spill the beans.
I must give the same answer.
Okay.
And that answer is Keanu Reeves is the nicest man on the planet. It is confirmed. That is all you are getting. He is a Canadian. I'm a Canadian. And we share. I'll give this to you, though. We're both waiting outside for our transports to bring us back to our trailer. And I was looking at him and it's like, man, you know, feels like, you know, back in the days waiting for the bus, you know, and he looked at me and said, yeah, man, the TTC, the Toronto Transit system, that's our public busing system. And so, you know, it was just kind of like, wow, you remember the TTC? And I'm like, Keanu Reeves, you know, riding the public bus in Toronto is like a spectacle. So we always talk about little Toronto stuff and we hit it off, talk about, you know, all little Canadian stories and stereotypes. But anyways, I'm rambling, but you know, I can't give too much away. It's going to be awesome. That's all I got to say. And people are going to love it. And some great cast members, great scenes. I play somebody really cool and I'm excited.
Maybe got to do a little training for that one.
Oh, not just a little, a lot. A lot of training. I got to be in the dojo with Keanu himself, which was pretty freaking cool to see Keanu do some jujitsu. Yeah. Pretty dope, man.
Yeah, just off the Matrix too. So he's fresh.
Yeah, dude, I watched a trailer and looked at him and I was like, so cool. I'm a kid in the candy store. I'm just like you. I'm a fan, man. And like, I love this stuff. So it's just like so cool to be able to experience it in real time.
Yeah. I don't have much time with you left, but usually when we see, you know, Hollywood actors climbing the ladder, there's getting bigger and bigger projects. The tendency is for Marvel and DC to swoop in and just kind of claim you. And all of a sudden you're a superhero. Is that something that you have any interest in, or is like that kind of role something you'd want to tackle?
Yeah, man. 100%. I just love great stories first and foremost. And I do, I'm a fan of those films. I actually got really close to a film for DC. I don't want to get in trouble and talk about it, but it was like a really close project. Like it just announced recently and two of them actually. And one was Marvel, one was DC. And that process was amazing. And I met the filmmakers and everything and didn't get the job, but I think I'm on their radar.
Yeah.
But I definitely got to read and see some cool stuff, man. And got to be considered for some of those roles. And mm-hmm. one of them would have been like completely life-changing if I'd gotten that. But I, you know, what's for me, it's what's for me. You know what I mean? And then I'm on this incredible journey and I'm not in no rush. I'm enjoying every moment.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about it here. We're like, whenever there's like little wonder who's going to get cast for this things where your name does come up. So hopefully it does happen, man.
Super cool. Thanks, yeah. man. I appreciate it. Wow.
One more question cool, before man. We go, since we're talking invasion, yeah. I have to ask, yeah. you know, one more fun question. What's your favorite alien invasion film and why?
E.T. Because that was my first introduction and I was like, oh, they're not that bad. And then I watched Independence Day and I said, oh, they're that bad. Those two, and then Men in Black. I'm a big fan of Men in Black. I love the Men in Black franchise. I love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm out of time, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk Invasion with us. Again, it hits Apple much. TV Plus on October 22nd. Check it out. Shamir's awesome.
Hey, oh, you're awesome, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.